Hey guys, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for today's 3 minutes of thunder for Catholic teachers just like you. I hope you're having a great week, day, night, evening, wherever you are in the world. So great to connect with so many great Catholic educators. If you're not on our Facebook page, come and join us in our Facebook group. It's called Passionate Catholic Teachers. Wherever you're hearing this, just scroll down. You'll see a link to our Facebook group. We'd love to connect with you there. Now, I want to talk to you about something that happened to me just the other day. I've had a two-week holiday on the coast, and usually we fly everywhere, but this time we were driving back. It was a very long drive, about 1,000 kilometers. So I guess that's about 600 miles if you're in the US. Now, we're coming back and you stop for food, and in all the restrooms, in all the bathrooms, there's these big signs for this big new government campaign. Now, this campaign was for people who do littering, like who throw rubbish or trash out of their car windows. And it was like this big thing. It had websites, and the whole premise behind it was to report people, to get people's license plates, and if you observe them doing something, to report that to the police. Now, I had two thoughts about this. The first thought was it reminded me so much of what happened in like East Germany under the communists. Like, one of the big things was that everybody was encouraged to report on everybody else. It kind of created a paranoid society where the government was encouraging us to actually, report each other for the smallest things. Now, before you freak out, do I think littering is a good thing? No. But I also am not too excited when, the government's encouraging us to report each other every single chance we get. Now, that's not what I wanted to talk to you about as such. Here's what I wanted to say. One of the amazing things you do as a Catholic teacher, one of the great things you do, is that you begin to form virtue and good habits in young people. In our culture, with so much family breakdown and family under so much pressure, as you know, many of our kids don't get the kind of formation or basic life skills that they would have got maybe in previous generations. So many kids don't even know the basics about cleaning up after themselves. So what has this got to do with the government asking us to report on each other for littering out of car windows on the highway? I'm glad you asked. Basically, what I'm suggesting is that your role as a Catholic educator, building a great Catholic school, helps to form young people in the kinds of virtues and habits that build a great society. How many times have you been a teacher when you've had to get a kid to pick up some rubbish or trash and you've said, hey, tidy this up or put your chairs in, these little daily things? I know sometimes they're exhausting and we have to tell them 1,000 times, but it's that little stuff. We think it's the great big moments of teaching when we have huge breakthroughs, but it's also these little moments when you're doing really important stuff. So thank you for forming virtue. Thank you for building culture by helping young people become the people God created them to be. So press on. Please scroll down now. Check out these links. I want you to come and grab a copy of my new book. Check out the Going Deeper program. Get that program for your school. The biggest thing you can do is check out the links and then share this podcast with other teachers who you know need to hear this. Have a great day. I have another message for you tomorrow.